Throughout the spring, as part of our Artists in the Making series, we've been talking to individuals who are wrapping up their academic studies in their chosen discipline and are preparing for life on the outside as professionals. In late January, we heard from orchestral conductor and doctoral student at the Jacobs School of Music, Roger Collia, who was busy preparing for the last semester of coursework and the many recitals and auditions that were piling up in front of him. Roger recently stopped by the WFIU studios with an exciting update.
Well, it's definitely been a busy couple of months, and I'm very excited to say that I won a job audition out in Los Angeles with the Young Musicians Foundation Debut Orchestra. It's actually the second oldest pre-professional training orchestra in the country, so it's a very, very prestigious position, and it's a lot of pressure because Michael Tilson Thomas was there, Andre Previn, so there's a lot of a lot to live up to, but I couldn't be more excited. It's going to be a great 3 years, and I'm just looking really forward to it.
What was involved in that audition process?
Essentially, the first step was sending out a DVD, resume, recommendation letters, and from that pile of applications, they chose 5 finalists. So I was lucky enough to be one of the 5, and then I traveled over spring break. I traveled out to Los Angeles. And the audition consisted of conducting 4 different pieces, 4 different styles. There was a concerto, a modern piece, and then 2 standard pieces, a Brahms symphony and a Mozart symphony. So we did movements from each of those. And then there was also a 15-minute interview with the board. And just from the start of the interview, I got a great vibe. They were just very warm people. But at the same time, it was very stressful. I was under a lot of pressure. Obviously, I did my research. I went on the website, kind of, you know, discovered the history of the group and its past conductors, what they were doing with outreach. So all of these different things were very, very important to bring up at the interview because they don't want – obviously, the music director has to be very – keen to the music, but he also has to have a lot of ideas about, outreach, education, all different sorts of things. So I did my best, and sure enough, at the end of the audition, they actually announced it, and I was fortunate enough to win it. So it was just an unbelievable feeling, and I was really grateful because typically they make applicants wait. Most orchestras make you wait for weeks, even months. So with them, to do it right at the end was really nice.
And how does this tie into wrapping up the doctorate at the Jacobs School of Music?
Well, you know, it fits in nicely because essentially I'll be done with coursework by this point and I'll only have a dissertation only. It's still a big project. But I'll have to finish my dissertation and qualifying exams. So I'll be doing a lot of traveling back and forth because I intend to live here at least one more year in Bloomington to complete these requirements. And I will fly out to L.A. for the concerts, maybe some outreach and fundraising. So it'll be a lot of flying back and forth, but it's an ideal situation nonetheless.
What's next on the docket for you between now and when you actually take up that position? What do you have in store for the rest of this semester, and when do you actually start?
Well, it's actually a busy couple of months that are coming up. I'm preparing for a big international conducting competition. It's called the Malco Conducting Competition. It's in Copenhagen. And I was fortunate enough to be one of 48 from around the world to compete in this. And actually, Maestro Lauren Mazel, the famous conductor of the New York Philharmonic, is the president of the jury. So it's again, a lot of pressure, but I feel so fortunate to have been invited. So I'll be preparing for that in the next 3 weeks, the pile of scores on my desk. Also in August, I will be conducting the Lake George Music Festival Orchestra. This is a festival I was selected as music director for a few months ago. And actually with the debut orchestra, I begin work with them the very end of August. That's when the musician auditions will be. So I'll be part of the committee. I'm sure it'll be a wonderful experience nonetheless.
Well, Roger Collia, it's been great once again hearing about what's happening. And we would love to talk to you again in a few months and see how things have gone since then and hear what it's like to be on the other side a little bit more. Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
You can hear an extended version of my conversation with Roger Collia and our previous interview with him, along with more from our Artist in the Making series, by visiting our website, wfiu.org/arts.